Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 15-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Saint Germain, I want to talk about a very complex subject for most of us, and that's the issue of sex and sexual abuse. I want to talk about sex first, before we talk about sexual abuse. Our religions and our culture have set up so many taboos and restrictions surrounding the idea of sex. In my house, sex was never mentioned when I was growing up. And so, and of course, there's a great deal of ignorance and misinformation about it. And some religions teach that sexual intercourse should only happen between married people or only for procreation. What can you tell us about the role of sex in an adult life?
First of all, we would like to respond to what you just said. None of that matters. For most of humanity's time upon the planet, you didn't have the confines of religions telling you when and where and why to have sex, which is a form of control, which is the foundation of most religions. The lack of understanding of ignorance moving into stupidity comes through humanity not really understanding what sex is. You are gifted with an erotic sexual life force energy that allows you desire to be here, first and foremost, and also allows the pleasure in being human, first and foremost, and your connection to one another, which often prevents you from destroying one another. And a byproduct of that can be, but not necessarily needs to be, reproduction. Also a factor within the concept of human sex is not really understanding gender. Right now, throughout recorded history, or the last couple of thousand years, independent of many indigenous people who understand the truth of gender, humanity largely believes there's a male and a female. But there are other aspects and expressions that are really taking place now within humanity that is almost forcing humanity to begin to realize, there's more to this than meets the eye. There's heterosexuality, there's homosexuality, there's bisexuality, there's transsexualism. You are physically one gender, which you choose to be within your incarnational decisions, and you are energetically the opposite gender. So say you are physically male. You are etherically or energetically female. So in effect, you have always been male and female at the same time. What has confused humanity is when you see that expressed within an individual where it doesn't seem to fit within the guidelines of what's male and what's female. And that becomes subjugated, it becomes abused, it can even be killed. So in the process of understanding sexuality and gender is much more complicated are vastly expressed than you ever realized before. Does that help you?
Well, your statement, there's much more to this than meets the eye, is clearly true from what you just said.
Well, imagine the confusion that an individual can have. It's in fact, within the oneness principle of reality, you're actually male and female at the same time. That's why a surgeon can turn a female into male or a male into a female. You all that is possible by rearranging certain physiognomies. But what you're doing within that process is really aligning the monadic intention of that individual in a lifetime. So someone could come into an incarnational cycle of one gender, and the propensity to be another can take over, and that can be misunderstood. And it can be expressed in various in-between qualities of what is actually male and what is actually female. So when you look at the masculine energy, you're looking at the assertive energy. When you look at the feminine energy, you're looking at the receptive energy. And when you put these two things together, you can create a wholeness that wouldn't otherwise be there. So there's a reason for the two, and that is why there's a need for them to be balanced. And your physical formality is the feminine energy when in physical form that allows the creation of human physicality. To continue to subjugate that form of creation is a form of self-suicide. That is requiring the feminine energy to stand up. If they so choose, there's really free will and choice to say, enough is enough. And that is what is taking place at this time. Do you have any questions about that?
Well, that is what is taking place at this time. And you have said that the imbalance of the masculine and the feminine has been the source of so much confrontation and war and all those destructive things that have happened in our civilization.
And it hasn't always been that way, but recently it has been. And it has been the masculine energy's fear of the goddess energy, the fear of the creative qualities and abilities within herself. So she has been subjugated. When she's been in a position of power in ancient times, she's often been relegated to a prostitute or a witch. But in reality, without the balance of these two energies, you cannot proceed.
You know, 2 years ago, you predicted the rising of the feminine energy to balance with the masculine, and to me, it was a distant hope, and it was virtually within weeks of you starting to say that we began to see movements in our own society here in the United States have been rather astonishing.
We do not predict the future within the higher frequency of the 5D and beyond, but we give you the tools to awaken that reality within yourself. To predict your future, to tell you what is going to take place, would be an infringement of your free will and choice, beloved student.
I just want to ask a little bit about, you know, sexual energy is such a powerful force, and I realize that we probably don't begin to understand it. I was reading about some of the ancient Egyptian practices where they used sexual energy as an instrument of enlightenment. And I just wondered what you can tell us about that.
Well, in combination with what has already been stated, when you connect with it in something called tantric energy, you are connecting with the erotic sexual life force energy, which transcends gender, which transcends reproduction, and connects you with your divine reason to be here. To connect with one another through your self-love within each of you, reflected to another. Do you understand?
You know, it makes such sense, and what I'm struggling with is to recognize that I don't think we begin to understand the value and the health of the channeling of sexual energy, so that we can help our young people develop in a way where they can manage the benefits of it and
imagine, beloved student, imagine the moment of a sexual orgasm. Even though it may be brief, and sometimes seldom achieved within the feminine energy, but more so in recent times, during that expression, during that erotic, energetic moment, you cannot think or be with anything else but with creation itself. within mastering the energetic expression of that orgasm throughout your life, throughout other experiences, is the true gift of the erotic sexual life force energy. It is your connection to one another. It is connection to your divinity within yourself and one another expressed, which has been manipulated and abused throughout history. Does that help you?
How do we channel what you just said into some sort of intelligent, wise guidance for young people as they begin to experience the sexual energy in their bodies?
To reduce the shaming and blaming and judgment that is currently wrapped around it. To see it as a divine aspect in being human, that it's not something negative. It's not something naughty. It's not something dirty. That it is a divine aspect of yourself to be celebrated and not judged and not shamed. And through discipline and through practice, without the shaming and blaming, the youth come to master that energy itself and apply it in other endeavors within their lives.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Of course, we can't ignore the fact that a pregnancy can result from the interaction of male and female, so we've got to be wise about what we're teaching, right?
Well, let's talk about how a pregnancy actually happens. In order for a pregnancy to take place, imagine a spiritual being who was once human, who's made a decision to be human again, beloved student. And through this intention and this desire, if you will, they are able to bring certain male and female energies together, be it a woman or a man, in order to allow that incarnation to take place. And if it is the divine intention that individual to take place and become human again, wanted or unwanted pregnancy in your vernacular, and begin to acknowledge the divine aspect of it. In the higher realms, particularly in your inner earth civilizations, let's go into Lemuria for just a moment. Whenever a couple decides to have a child, they go through an energetic training process to connect with a spiritual being that wishes to come again into physical form. And they connect with that energy, and they create a loving environment and a securing of their relationship and a training period of how to become a parent, a better parent, if you will, through the acceptance and the expression of that physical energy coming back into physical format. And they actually stay in what is called a family temple for an extended period of time to prepare for the arrival of that child. Imagine if that took place within your 3D world at this time. How things would be different.
Yeah, it would be different, but you're talking about a society that creates a support system to support the mother and child.
Exactly. So why not create that support system now, independent of any shaming and blaming and judgment?
Well, obviously that would be terrific, but the fact of the matter is that often, perhaps most of the time, we don't have that. So we've got to be careful about what conditions we set up for a child to be born where that support system doesn't exist.
Through your free will and choice, and how you choose in the future to receive that child, can change.
But until we have that, we have to be cognizant of the fact that we don't want children to be born into situations where there is no support system, and you know, which would lead to all kinds of unhappy results and consequences.
Well, as a student, that can happen in the moment of now, instantaneously, in each individual or collective situation, if you so choose.
So what guidance will we have for young people who don't have a support system in place about sexual activity? I certainly recognize what you're saying about the union and the power of sexual energy, but it's got to be used intelligently with wisdom.
If these individuals desire this child and wish to have this child and bring this child into human third-dimensional expressions and intend to love this child, for them not to shame and blame and judge themselves. Remember, we started these programs today out by realizing your ascension process is an internal one, no matter what is happening outside in the exterior. So those young people deciding to have a child, if it is a sacred, divine expression of themselves and that individual wishing to come into the incarnational, then so be it, and wrap themselves and that child within that expression, no matter what the outside world is saying or being or doing. Many have done this, beloved student. Many have done this.
Many have done this, Saint Germain, and that, you know, I understand that, but let's face up to the reality that there are many single-parent households, especially in the minority community, where children are being raised in abject poverty and total misery, and they are surrounded by violence. That certainly can't be something that we would want to see happen.
You will create the reality you need to create around you at all times. Each divine soul will come into an incarnational cycle and circumstance to learn what they need to learn, the way they need to learn it, as an aspect of how they are choosing, this is the missing ingredient, beloved student, how they are choosing to experience life at that particular time. It will be in divine order exactly as they need it to be, with the possibility and perhaps the probability of transcending that situation if they so choose. Look in your world today at those who began in a very humble and dangerous situation and went out into the world, and as a result of the choice that they made, became a greater aspect of themselves as a result of the original choices that they made. See the divine aspect, the divine order of all. Trust and surrender in this truth, beloved student.
So this really becomes the way that creation experiences itself.
Just the way the individual chooses through creation to experience him or herself. It is all divinely ordered. Trust and surrender to this truth and support it accordingly if you so choose.
That's a very important message that you just delivered us and a lesson that you've given us. Thank you, Saint Germain, for your wisdom.
You're welcome.